Teach for America, the nonprofit that recruits top college grads to commit to teach for 2 years in low-income schools, turns 20 this year. The goal of the program? To eliminate inequality in schools. How's that going? Well, it depends on who you ask. When founder Wendy Kopp first proposed the concept in her senior thesis at Princeton, her advisor told her she was quite evidently deranged. Well, now Teach for America has $212 million budget and a staff of 1,400. But some union teachers claim they're being squeezed out of jobs by Teach for America hires. In fact, lawsuits have been filed to curtail the program because the college grads only go through 5 weeks of teacher boot camp instead of a lengthy education master's degree program, and they then receive the same salary and benefits as those they join in the teachers' unions. Andrew Rotherham writes the Time magazine column School of Thought and the blog EduWonk. He's also a co-founder and partner of Bellwether Education, an educational consulting firm. Now, one of Bellwether's partners helped start Teach for America. So, Andrew, let's start there because some would say, aha, you know, the fix is in. But make your case that Teach for America isn't some cushy place for rich kids from Ivy League schools to spend a couple of years and pad their resumes before they go on to be lawyers, which is what critics of the program say.
Sure. Well, Teach for America started out actually recruiting students from Ivy League schools. But if you look now at the top 10 schools that produce Teach for America teachers, University of Michigan is the top of the list. In fact, there's only two Ivies even in the top 10. And that really speaks to what is the real innovation of what Teach for America has done, is they've developed a way to select people who can make good teachers and train them that produces results in the classroom. It's not just sort of good grades or going to a selective school. It's more, what are those characteristics that is going to make someone a really good teacher? Tenacity, the ability to learn from your mistakes and pick yourself up and try something different.
Well, tell people more about how this does work. How are people screened? How long are they trained? What's the obligation they have to teach? Tell us just the thumbnail of Teach for America.
Most are recent college graduates. They recruit heavily on campus. But this year, for instance, there's somebody in the Corps who's in their 60s. Essentially, they go on to campuses the same way as the big consulting firms, McKinsey and so forth, do. There's an application process, then there's an actual screening process with live interviews and so forth. It's highly selective. It's, in fact, as competitive to get into as any law school or graduate school program in the country. And then they go to a summer institute for 5 weeks where they get a really intensive set of training, including live teaching in front of students and so forth, a lot of feedback. And then they're placed in sites around the country where they're struggling to find teachers. So you find them in Los Angeles, in the Mississippi Delta, Washington, D.C., and they put the core members in cohorts, so you don't see them sort of scattered around. And that allows them to provide a lot of ongoing support, additional training and support. There's regional operations and professional development and so forth, and I think that's also not well understood. They don't just toss these teachers in. They support them as they go. And in fact, Teach for America teachers arguably get more support than your average first-year teacher does.
Well, but just 5 weeks of training, I mean, that seems to be one of the biggest criticisms. And then they're making the salaries and getting the benefits that the teachers they work alongside with. How do they do alongside the other teachers?
Sure. And I should say, I'm on the board of directors for two different colleges of education, the Graduate School of Education at Harvard and the School of Education at the University of Virginia. So I look at this from a couple different perspectives. But the stunning thing about Teach for America, consistently the high-quality studies show that Teach for America teachers do as well or better. Are they hitting the cover off the ball? No. As well or better means as well or better. It doesn't mean that every Teach for America teacher is extraordinary. They have lemons just like everybody else, but it does mean that on average, a draw from the Teach for America pool is a very good decision for a school district to make. And I think this has less to do with Teach for America per se than just the generally poor quality of teacher selection and teacher preparation. But what you're really seeing, I think, in the data is that Teach for America does a good job in a field that largely does a bad job.
So it seems like the key thing is picking the right people in the first place. But then, you know, the thinking is that they don't stay. So what is the truth about TFA teachers? Do they go on to teach? Do they go on after that 1 or 2 year program?
Teach for America teachers leave teaching at about the same rate as other teachers in high poverty schools. What is ignored is the schools they teach in tend to have fairly high turnover rates. What you see with TFA is about half of TFA teachers continue on after their 2 year commitment is up. Obviously, over the years, that number goes down. That's simply just a fact of attrition. Again, you see that across education. What you see also is about 60% of TFA alumni are still involved in education full-time. You see lots of nonprofits that are started by Teach for America alumni, large ones like KIPP or Yes Public Schools.
Okay, I'm hearing a couple things from you, and your recent column on Teach for America is a myth buster. You list some of the the myths about the organization. But as you know, there were tons of reader comments after your column. One says attrition rate is twice as high for TFA teachers as non-Teach for America teachers. In Houston, 85% of alumni left after 3 years. Another cites research that shows standard certified teachers were more effective than Teach for America teachers. Is this a battle of the research? I mean, why is there this disconnect?
This is a battle of education's inability to consume research in a sensible way. So, unfortunately, the debate over Teach for America, and frankly, it's not just Teach for America, the debate over education research in general becomes piling up studies that say different things, seeing what pile is higher, and too often journalists just say, well, the debate kind of goes on, who can tell? And in fact, you can tell. Teach for America teachers, on average, are as good or better. The real takeaway in terms of teacher preparation and licensure is very straightforward. Abundant research shows the route into teaching is less important than the candidate. And considering the amount of money we put in to teacher licensure and teacher preparation, we need to be talking about a much different way of doing that. The policies are really disconnected from what we know from the research right now.
Andy Rotherham, one last question, though. In some of the comments that we read, in some of the blogs that are out there from dissatisfied Teach for America alumni, the one thing that you seem to hear more than anything else is that they feel they didn't get enough training. And I'm wondering if maybe a part of that is that no matter what training you get, whether it's several years in a school or several weeks in a Teach for America boot camp, nothing is going to be like going into a classroom and being with kids. And in the final analysis, that's a very, very hard job, and there are some people who are just going to find they can't do it, no matter what.
Teachers in general say they don't get enough support in their first couple of years. It's a common survey show this, and again, this is irrespective of route. They traditionally get the hardest assignments because of the way seniority works, so you're coming into it, you're not well supported, and you're often getting the most challenging students and situations within a school. So Teach for America's programs, I think, and their initiatives are admirable, they're robust. Again, are they sufficient? One of the things I pointed out in my column is what we really don't know is what would happen if you coupled TFA's selection model with even more ambitious training, more ambitious support. What might the results look like? We don't know, and in part we don't know because we have this unwillingness of the education establishment to really engage, have these conversations, and see what we can learn and what we can do better. Instead, it's just this back-and-forth attack year after year after year, and it's incredibly counterproductive.
Andrew Rotherham writes the blog EduWonk. He also writes Time Magazine's column School of Thought and is co-founder and partner at Bellwether Education. That's a nonprofit education consulting firm. Andy, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.